But we start in Geneva, and a damning report from the United Nations, which is drawing attention to what it calls unspeakable atrocities being suffered by those living in North Korea, and says the accused must face justice. The UN panel found evidence of torture, enslavement, sexual violence, and severe political repression and other crimes, and testimony included an account of a woman forced to drown her own baby. On the line from Geneva is the UN's Michael Kirby. He chaired this inquiry. Mr. Kirby, welcome.
Thank you.
We should note at the beginning that Pyongyang has denied this report. They say the evidence in the report is fake. Can you tell us about your sources and what information led you to make the stark conclusions that you make?
Well, the evidence was given to us by witnesses who were invited to come to the Commission of Inquiry. North Korea did not allow us to enter their territory, and therefore we had to have a very transparent process of receiving testimony from people outside North Korea. That wasn't difficult. There are 26,000 North Korean refugees in South Korea alone. Many of the witnesses would only give testimony under conditions of confidentiality, but about 80 gave evidence in public, and that evidence is online. It's on the internet. North Korea says that the witnesses are human scum and that their testimony is false. But we believe the witnesses, and we suggest that if ordinary citizens look at their testimony, they will come to a similar conclusion to ourselves. It was coherent. It was consistent. It was understated generally, and it was powerful, and it was courageous.
Many people think of North Korea and they just think repressive, this kind of blanket statement. But the amount of detail that you have here in this report, 120,000 political prisoners at least, an entire secret prison system. The state uses food as a mode of controlling the population, starving some and feeding others. You've painted a much more specific picture of what most people just think of as North Korean oppression here.
I think the power of this report is that it collects all the testimony together in the one document. We've known vaguely and generally. We've seen some things like the recent visit of Mr. Rodman, which make some people think, oh, well, this is a merry, funny little country. But in fact, it's not funny at all. And there are very serious, grave crimes that have been going on for a very long time, and they have to be responded to. And the object of the exercise was to give the United Nations the material upon which accountability could be made reality.
And since you've warned Kim Jong-un and others in the regime directly that they face possible responsibility as criminals against humanity, that they face justice in that way. Of course, Kim Jong-un is not going to give himself up to the extent that anybody in North Korea finds out about this. It'll be used as propaganda. So what now? Is anybody in a position to actually do anything about it? The world is not surprised that North Korea is a repressive place. What do you think is next in terms of the world response?
We went through in our report a number of options which are available to the international community. One of them is something that can certainly be done, and that is to create a structure, as we called it, some kind of special prosecutor or somebody within the office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to continue to gather the type of testimony that we ourselves gathered. Many years ago, back in the 1990s, I was UN Special Representative for Human Rights in Cambodia. And in the case of Cambodia, just collecting the testimonies was a very important part of providing a basis on which Cambodia could proceed ultimately to the trial of some of the Khmer Rouge criminals, but also providing the source in history of the sufferings of so many people. Just recording the history has a value all in itself. But in terms of getting those who are accountable to a particular tribunal, the Commission of Inquiry suggested that that could either be done by way of establishing a special ad hoc United Nations tribunal, like the one in relation to the former Yugoslavia or Rwanda, but Our hope is that China, when it sees the enormity of the human rights sufferings that are recorded in the report, will take the view that something has to be done. After all, China has to live next door to this country.
Evidence of enslavement and torture and a vast network of political prisons, just three items in a long list of atrocities in North Korea, all part of the Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in North Korea from the UN. Michael Kirby is head of that inquiry.